Hello, glow-getters. I'm Charlo Green, and for the last decade, my focus has been on creating businesses and creating bosses. I'm a former CBS News anchor turned serial entrepreneur, business coach, and best-selling author. And I know that if I choose to show up, share my journey, and the lessons I've learned along the way, they could move you one step closer to your idea of success. And that is what the Glow-Getter podcast is all about. What's a glow-getter, you ask? A driven individual who strives to achieve their goals all while attaining a beautiful, healthy glow on the inside and out. If that's you, subscribe to this podcast and let's dive into today's lesson.
Today, we are going to talk about failure. This has been one of the toughest weeks of entrepreneurship that I've had in a long time, and instead of me just like rolling past things, I figure if I'm going through it, I know that the people that look to me for leadership and entrepreneurship are probably going to through it too, and it would be a disservice for me to not stop and address how I stay motivated when nothing is working. Like this week, one of my projects is set back 2 solid months, which like Black Friday is around the corner. That's literally so much money that we have just lost. Lost $60,000 worth of inventory because one of my manufacturers just didn't pay attention to any of the extremely important details I needed. So not only did I lose that inventory, not only did I lose all of that time, I also burnt a bridge with a key element of the empire that I'm building. So that has been my week. And that's not even all of it. That's just like the tip of the iceberg. So how do you stay motivated when everything seems to be falling to pieces? I'm gonna tell you how I do it. By the way, if you're new here, my name is Charlo Green. I am a serial entrepreneur and business coach. I own White Label Extensions, White Label Lashes, and I am building my skincare company publicly with all of you and taking you every step of the way. So if you are building a business, if you are into a side hustle, if you need marketing advice for small business, then make sure that you subscribe because I drop all the jewels. I really do. So the first key, and there are 3 things that I'm going to be sharing here that I make sure that I do whenever I am feeling a little down or not super motivated or life is just getting to me. Because anybody that tries to paint a picture about entrepreneurship being just this rosy walk in the park, they are lying to you. Every single day, there is something else that needs to be done that can likely only be done by you, especially if you are a solopreneur. And even if you're not, even if you have a team, there are still so many things that you have to take ownership of as the owner of your actual business, as the visionary that is forging the path forward. So when I am having a week like the week that I have been having, one of the first things that I do, and you'll see, like, okay, so follow me. So one of the first things that I do is I make sure that I redefine the term failure. Like in society, people will paint this idea that if you stumble or if you have a setback, then all of a sudden you're a failure. All of a sudden it's all over, but that couldn't be further from the truth. When you look at every single person that you respect, every single person that you look up to, like for example, someone we can all agree is just like the epitome of success, Oprah. When you look at Oprah and her success, she isn't where she's at because she just skated her way to the top. She failed her way there. Her main news anchor job, she was basically fired from that and then put onto a morning show that eventually became the Oprah Show. Like she failed her way forward. Now she is owned the Oprah Winfrey Network and it is thriving and it is just a hub for Black creativity and Black expression. But when she was first launching that network, even after serving us for 20 years with the Oprah Show, she still had so many setbacks that the press was ravenous. to go after the thought of her feeling. And there were so many headlines, and she talks about it being one of the harder parts of her career, because even as Oprah, she still had to feel with the same way that we are feeling when we are dealing with these kind of setbacks. But redefining failure means that when you deal with the setback, you know that it is just another step of the journey. It is not the end all be all. It is not the end of the road. It is not that defining moment, unless, and this is the key thing here, unless you decide it is. The only way that you fail is if you refuse to get up and continue pushing forward. Failure is not losing money. Failure is not losing time. Failure is not doing the wrong thing and being set back and having to start all over again. Failure is you in one of those moments deciding that that is the end of the journey. That is the only time you fail. And that means it is 100% up to you if you fail, because you always have the option of keeping going. You always have the option of rebuilding, even if it means rebuilding from scratch, even if it means you had this $1 million company and now you're back to shipping packages yourself, and now you're back to picking up the phone and creating everything all over again. You do not fail until you decide that that stumble is the end of your journey, period. Don't let anyone else tell you different. And here's the thing about success. Nobody successful will ever try and downplay what you are doing while you are trying to make it there too. They are too busy. They're way too busy with what it is that they're building. They're way too busy putting out that good energy, hoping that it comes back to them. The only people that you, new entrepreneur, small business owner, stumbler, hard week haver, the only people that are going to give you any kind of BS about what you're going through are people that are not trying to reach for anything. Those are people that have settled in life. Those are people that don't know what goes into actually creating something out of nothing. Don't give them the power to define your story. You are the only person in control of writing this insane, this phenomenal, this miraculous journey that we call life, and you have to own it. You have to own it. So when I'm having one of these weeks, I start off by redefining what failure is, because I know this isn't a fail. I know I'm definitely irritated. I know I'm mad as hell. I know I'm upset. I am big mad, but I haven't failed. The only way that I fail is if I decide that losing that all of that startup inventory and losing all this time is the end of the journey. Then I failed. Then, because of whatever I'm afraid of other people's perception, if I allow that to define my story, yeah, then I failed. But until that happens, as long as I continue showing up, getting up, putting in, creating that value, providing that value, as long as I continue doing the work, then my story continues. That's just a stumbling block. That's just something that's gonna make the final story that much juicier. Because nobody likes a movie where everything's just rosy. That's not interesting. And that's not how success happens. Like, I like to think that in like the universe, in the grand scheme of things, if you want something more, if you want something different, the universe is going to make sure that you are worthy of having it. Otherwise, everybody would have a big house and would have all of this stuff and these fulfilled lives. If you want something more, you have to prove that you are worthy of having it. And in weeks like this week I'm having, this is when you show up and prove. When your knee is busted, when you are down to your last, when that person is just disappointed, the last line of defense you had just disappointed you. How you decide to react in those situations is how you show the universe that you are worthy of what you are striving for. So that's part one, redefining failure, all right? Part two, the second thing that I do, remember there are three things that I'm gonna be dropping here. The second thing that I do when I'm having a really tough week and I need to stay motivated, I do a little bit of accounting. I look back at my story and I remind myself who the F I am. I remind myself that I am that bitch. At the beginning of the day, at the end, in the middle of the day, at lunch, at brunch, everything. Like, don't play yourself out of giving yourself flowers. Like, don't do it. Give yourself credit for every single thing that you have been through. Did you graduate from high school? If you didn't graduate from high school, are you making it without a high school degree? Take credit. That's not easy. Are you raising your kids alone? Did you escape an abusive relationship? Have you held a job for 5 years? What have you done? Go through your list of things that you are proud of and remind yourself how much of a badass you are. Because when you look back at everything, like when I look at the fact that I spent freaking 5 years facing off with the state of Alaska and a potential prison of 54 years, spent 5 years fighting that, came out on top. Like that? You think a little setback is gonna stop me after I had to go through that? Y'all, like to go from me, I grew up like the poor family in the hood. I didn't start sleeping in a bed until I was 16 years old. Before that, we lived in shelters. We were homeless for a while. That's where I come from. And this is my office, y'all. Like, and am I really going to allow this little tough week, this little stumbling block to define who I am when I know I can look at this list of things that I have done, that I have accomplished. I can look at the strength that I have earned and built up. Am I going to allow this tiny little stumbling block to define me? Absolutely freaking not. And neither can you. Always, like whenever you are feeling down, whenever you are like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this, remind yourself what it took for you to get here. And know that you have all of that strength to keep pushing yourself forward. Now the third thing, content audit. Audit what you are consuming. Audit the conversations that you are having with your friends. Audit the media that you are taking in, the podcast, the YouTube, the social media, all of that stuff. Make sure that if you are in a place where you are feeling down, that you are not feeding that negativity. Follow and consume content that is going to lift you up, that is going to inspire you, that is going to keep you pushing forward. I love watching other entrepreneurs, especially when I'm having like a hard time with my entrepreneurship. I love watching some Erin on Demand. I love some Marissa Romero. I love Catherine Manning, the Content Bug, and of course Gary Vee and all that stuff and little more. But just seeing people continuing to show up, as opposed to you just withdrawing and being like, all right, time for some love and hip hop. Maybe if I get a couple of ass shots then. No, sis. Monitor what you are consuming when you are in one of those modes where it could be that thing that you watch that helps you decide to keep going, or that is going to take you that much further out of the race toward your dreams. So those three things. Number one, redefine what failure is to you. Number two, give yourself your freaking flowers. Go and do some accounting. Take ownership. Ownership of your strength and ownership of your story so that you are reminded what you are made of. And you are reminded that whatever it is that you're facing, it is nothing compared to everything you have already overcome. It's nothing compared to everything you've already overcome. And then the third thing, audit your content. When you're feeling down, don't feed that down. Don't do that. Surround yourself. And the reason I say audit your content is I would love to say, you know, go and hang out with your entrepreneurship friends. For the most part, most of us, especially if we're like the first entrepreneurship in our family, in our friend group, we don't have that. So what I do, like I don't have any mentors. I have books. I have podcasts. I have people that I follow that I respect, that when I'm feeling down, I can look to them and see that they are continuing to show up. That they're continuing to show up. Like right now, one of my faves, Rachel Hollis, is going through a divorce. Like I cried when I found out about it, because it's just like, sis took 2 weeks off and she is continuing to show up for her community. Like, can you imagine that? Someone that you've been married to for half your life, you got 4 kids with, you've built this company around the idea of you guys being a happy family and stuff, and now you have to announce this divorce. That would take most people out of the game. But to see her continuing to show up and not show up like, oh yeah, everything's okay, but to be like, yeah, this is hard and this sucks, but I know other people are like that. That's the kind of energy that I like to surround myself with when I need to be fed, when my spirit needs to be fed. And that is what you need to look for. Whoever it is that you follow, just make sure that you are not looking to them to kind of dictate how you move, but see that they're showing up and let that be enough for you. Don't become totally dependent on their stuff, but use it to show yourself that the show goes on, because every single person that is showing up has been through it just like you're going through it now. So just wanted to pop in here, talk about the last tough couple weeks I've been having, because I know I'm not the only one. So I'll see you guys in the next video. Make sure that you download my free business launch cheat sheet. It's a step-by-step guide that will help you literally build your business in like 7 weeks or less, step-by-step. This is how I build multiple businesses in multiple industries. It works across the board. So get that, subscribe for more business and marketing and motivation content, and I'll see you soon. Bye guys.